Thank you very much. I'm Martin Fisher, the CEO of Kickstart, and we're a social enterprise that sells very low-cost, affordable irrigation pumps to small-scale farmers in Africa. And I just want to get back to, James, your point about the $3 billion market at the bottom of the pyramid. And the thing we have to remember about these $3 billion is these people are small-scale farmers. Mm-hmm. These people are customers for machinery, fertilizer, and seed companies. And yes, they're one-acre farmers, and a lot of times very isolated, but they farm, you know, well, many, many billions of acres of land. And they are the poorest, most risk-averse people in the world and the hardest people to reach, no doubt about that. But nonetheless, if we can scale down, we have the right technologies, but if we can scale down those technologies and we can reach these people with the market, with those machinery, with those tools, with those fertilizer and seeds, that goes a long way to solving the problem, not only of the poverty in those countries, but also in the political will. Because if we can bring the poor into the middle class, they will start demanding for better infrastructure, and they will stabilize these countries as they start to do trade and grow a surplus. And so my real question is to the heads of the large companies is, how do you see these 3 billion customers for your companies in terms of selling them seeds, fertilizer, and machinery that are appropriate? And what would it take to enable you to be able to do that? Because there's no doubt there's some market failures. They're very difficult customers to reach. So do we need some kind of smart subsidy to overcome these market failures, and what would that look like, and how could you make these people customers to your companies?
But on the issue of poverty in Africa, I like to basically come in to Mike Fisher's comment and linking to the chairman's comment this morning with this 3.5 million people in the bottom, which are actually most of them in agriculture. One of our main problems, which may be captured in Mike Fisher's request for scaling down of technologies, is we have got a lot of programs in the world that are focused on keeping these people there, which I think are wrong. You don't have to keep the 3.5 million poor people in agriculture. It's not sustainable. They need to go out of agriculture. There are a lot of other things that we need to do for development in these undeveloped areas, building roads, building power infrastructure, and so on and so on. That's the only way you can create a market for those who are going to remain in agriculture and be able to actually increase market access for those people. So I think we need to diversify on the investments that we make on the poorest of the poor away from agriculture. And most of them needs to be taken out of agriculture by deliberate efforts to build what we'll call rural industries other than production, direct production. And of course, agro-industries have got a big role to play with that one by developing a primary processing near where production is taking place as part of the value chain and taking some more and more people out of direct production, making them working in other sectors, and they become the immediate market for the food that is produced by those who remain. Create a local market that can cover your overhead costs, which then makes you more competitive in the export market.
Thank you. I think the substantive question that Martin asked to me was, how do we kickstart the movement of the 3 billion, 3.5 billion into the developed world? Those who are on very small subsistence farms, how do we move? And you posed the question, which I think is rational, and that is, are there smart subsidies, and I'll use that term very deliberately, that can assist that step forward? Because otherwise we just will come back here time and time again and keep talking about them and not resolving it or not moving it forward. It can't be resolved in a day. So I know Carl, JP might want to comment. Yeah. What is it we do so they can use some of the technology, some of the smart seeds, some of the water technologies to move these people out of poverty?
Be happy to address that, but I'd like to begin by addressing that by referring to the comment from the gentleman from Uganda who said that what do we have to trade with you between Europe and the United States? You have things to trade. I dare say that many of the underdeveloped countries have the most attractive thing to trade with is a marketplace. You said, what can we give you? You give the market a politically stable environment, a society that offers the opportunities for growth, and that will be very attractive for people to come and invest in your countries and to develop the market. Initially, those investments might be, human-powered pumps for agriculture, because you will not go from a subsistence level agriculture of small plots to 20,000 acre modern farmers in one step. So we might, I certainly also agree, we need less subsistence level farmers on the farm, but you will not move there quickly. So I do think there is an opportunity for hand-powered pumps, et cetera. But in order to capture that, the biggest thing I think that companies, both large and small, are looking for from developing countries is political stability and a civil society that appears to offer an attractive market opportunities.
Thank you, JB.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would just say that Martin's question is absolutely no different than the question which this panel started with. I mean, we're talking about economic development here. We're talking about improving living standards for billions of people. They happen to be in rural areas. They happen to be on farms. And we were talking about earlier a holistic approach to development. What the professor was saying, you've got to think about the infrastructure, research and development, training, policies, all of these things at the same time. I think just going out to the rural areas with small-scale technologies is not going to solve the problem over the long term. Sure, you can help people produce a bit more, but if they're going to have a marketable surplus, they've got to have a good road to get it to the consumers. They've got to have a nice place to store it so that it doesn't rot or get consumed by rodents. So yeah. We're looking at a holistic approach here to development. Now, what are big companies doing? I mean, a company like ours, we're focused on where the agricultural potential is in the world, wherever there's agricultural activity. Now, in order to develop markets there, we're interested in this holistic approach to development. We've got to have the right-sized products. You've got to offer the right kind of services. You've got to be able to meet the market needs, have the right price points. We're exploring all of that. I mean, we're now manufacturing appropriately sized products for the developing world in China and in India. We have a big new initiative in Africa. So as Carl just said, though, we've got to have a stable environment. We've got to have a place where the policies are appropriate, where the investment can be made.